This is a recording for the Science Learning Plus webinar PowerPoints. Welcome, this is Rick Duschel.
And this is Dennis Schatz. We are the program staff members at NSF that oversee the Science Learning Plus initiative. We're delighted that you're interested in learning more about Science Learning Plus. This PowerPoint and audio commentary will provide you with information regarding how the new partnership program, Science Learning Plus. If you still have questions about Science Learning Plus after viewing the PowerPoint and listening to our commentary, then please arrange to join us for a Q&A session from 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. on Thursday, May 15. Information regarding how to join the Q&A session is on slide 2.
Slide 3 shows the 6 main topics covered in the PowerPoint, starting with how Science Plus relates to the overall ASL program. As you can see on slide 5, Science Learning Plus is one of 6 program types in the ASL solicitation. Science Learning Plus is a new program type with a due date of July 10, 2014. The other 5 ASL programs continue to have the same proposal deadline, November 14, 2014. Please note that as one of the 6 ASL program types, the funding of the Science Learning Plus projects comes from the total funds allocated to support ASL grants.
Science Learning Plus is an international partnership established by the NSF, the UK-based Wellcome Trust, and the UK ESRC, Economic and Social Research Council, in collaboration with the MacArthur Foundation, the Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation, and the Noyce Foundation. Over the 6 years of the Science Learning Plus program, half of the $14.4 million will come from NSF, and half will come from the Wellcome Trust and ESRC. NSF will fund projects with lead institutions in the U.S., while the Wellcome Trust will fund projects with lead institutions in the U.K.
So let's look at slide 8 through 10 to see the characteristics of Science Learning Plus proposals. The key characteristics include strengthening the research and knowledge base by researching the value and impacts of informal STEM experiences, especially upon young people aged from birth to 19, developing a theoretical understanding of the mechanisms and processes which lead to these impacts, developing better methodologies to measure the impacts of informal STEM experiences, especially upon learning and mediation of learning, building research capacity in informal STEM learning, bridging the practices and research gap by increasing partnerships, understanding and influence between researchers and practitioners, developing collaborations among institutions and individuals engaged in formal STEM experiences, translating, communicating, and documenting the outcomes of research into practice, sharing knowledge and experience by encouraging the sharing of knowledge and skills relating to informal STEM learning between researchers and practitioners across different countries and across different areas of research expertise. Please note, Science Learning Plus is not an effort to understand the impact of a single type of experience or the impact at a single location. Other ASL program types support this. Rather, Science Learning Plus seeks proposals that will deepen and broaden our understanding of how the range of in-school and out-of-school experiences impact learning and learning environments, help design and build better evaluation tools, and enrich relationships between practitioners and researchers to accomplish this.
Science Learning Plus is a two-phase process. As indicated on slide 12, we are currently seeking proposals for phase 1, network planning grants. These are short-term, 1 year, planning grants of up to $115,000 to enable groups of people and organizations in the UK and or US to meet with each other and develop ideas and strategies. The intent is to fund up to 10 planning grants in fiscal year 15, 5 funded by NSF and 5 funded by the Wellcome Trust. Proposals from lead institutions in the U.S. are submitted to NSF, with funding for non-U.S. institutions done via subcontracts. Proposals from lead institutions in the U.K. are submitted to the Wellcome Trust, with funding for non-U.K. institutions done via subcontracts. As already noted, the deadline for Science Learning Plus planning proposals is July 10, 2014. Proposals must be submitted by 5 p.m. local time at the lead institution's location. On slide 13, you should note that Phase 1 planning proposals should have a strong research hypothesis or design-based strategy informed by current evidence to be developed into a collaborative research proposal for Phase 2, should identify the steps and actions to further refine and develop the research questions and methods, and should involve collaborations between informal science learning researchers and practitioners. And finally, involve or identify other partners required to address the research questions and the steps to bring them on board for Phase 2 proposals. Please note that UK-US collaborations are strongly encouraged but not essential in Phase 1. But you should be aware that US-UK partnerships are required for Phase 2, so planning proposals should identify how such partnerships will be developed.
Phase 2 partnership proposals will not be due until 2015. These will be longer-term research grants of up to $2.4 million for up to 5 years. While these will typically build on relationships established in Phase 1, successful funding in Phase 1 would not guarantee funding in Phase 2. In addition, Phase 2 will be open to new applicants and any who were unsuccessful in receiving Phase 1 grants. The plan is to fund up to 5 partnership grants in FY16, some funded by the NSF and some by the Wellcome Trust. The deadline for the Science Learning Plus partnership proposals is to be determined. A separate Dear Colleague letter will be issued during the coming year that will provide the deadline and more details about the criteria for submitting partnership proposals. We do know that the Phase 2 proposals will need to address some of the key research priorities, include both UK and US partners, involve experts from more than one academic area, and explore more than one informal learning environment.
Let's now talk about what is needed to submit a competitive proposal, starting on slide 18. First, a few quick reminders. Submit via Fastlane by 5 p.m. your local time on July 10th. Submit early in case you have any problems uploading files. Be sure to complete the required sections and use the button on Fastlane to check your proposal for compliance. The project summary must include 3 separate sections: the overview that describes the type of activity that will result, objectives and methods, plus separate statements regarding intellectual merit and broader impacts of the project.
The project narrative is the most important section of the proposal. It is limited to 6 pages and must include the following 5 sections with a section heading for each one: rationale, project objectives, project design, project management, and broader impacts. Note, the 6-page limit is different from the 15-page limit for other ASL proposals. Key information to include in each section is rationale, explain how the proposed project builds on fundamental research in STEM learning and prior research and development efforts, provide the rationale for researching this particular area, explicitly discuss how the project is innovative and how it will advance the evidence base for knowledge, practice, capacity, or other critical aspects of informal STEM learning or learning environments. Identify the STEM content areas covered in the proposed project. If applicable, briefly describe results of the prior research, relevant prior NSF research from the senior project personnel within the last 5 years, such that reviewers can judge the quality and the impact of that work. provide a detailed description of the project's objectives and how they relate to the aims of the Science Learning Plus program. Project design. Provide the steps and actions to be taken to further refine and develop the research question or questions and methods. Identify other partners required to address the research question and the steps that will be taken to bring them on board. Provide timescales and key milestones for the project. Project management. Explain how the project team and partners will work collaboratively to achieve project outcomes. Describe members of the team, including collaborators, senior personnel, advisory committee members, consultants, and contractors. Delineate the relevant experience and expertise that team members provide in STEM content, learning research, informal STEM learning, knowledge of target audiences, media, research and evaluation, and how the project maximizes the use of the appropriate collaborative efforts. Provide information on collaborations with key individuals or groups connected to the proposal. Broader impact. As noted in the GPG, the project description must contain, as a separate section within the narrative, a discussion of the broader impacts of the proposed activities. This section, labeled Broader Impacts, must be placed anywhere throughout the project narrative. Go.
Besides a summary and narrative, be sure you have included appropriate supplementary documents. Those include brief letters of commitment or cooperation, dated management plan is required, and a postdoc management plan, a mentoring plan, if a postdoc is included in the budget. Regarding the budget, please remember the budget should be consistent with the level of work. You do not have to request the maximum. Justification is required if more than 2 months of salary is requested for senior personnel. Indirect rates are agreed to between NSF and the institutions and are not negotiable, and no cost sharing is allowed.
Moving on to slides 31 and 32, there are a few reminders about the review process. For all AZLE proposals, proposals are reviewed in panels with a range of external experts, educational researchers, content experts, ISE educators, developers, for example. Each proposal will have 3 or 4 reviews. Each reviewer rates each proposal as excellent, very good, good, fair, or poor. The panel raising is advisory to the NSF with respect to what proposal to fund. For Science Learning Plus proposals, the recommendations of the NS program officer and unattributed reviews will be shared with a committee jointly identified by NSF and the Wellcome Trust. The committee will provide further advice regarding the quality and strength of the proposals. NSF program officers participating in the committee deliberations will consider the advice of the committee and will formulate a final recommendation regarding which proposals should be funded by NSF.
Finally, slide 33 through 35 provide some resources you may find useful as you prepare your proposal. In closing, don't forget that if you have questions, please sign up to participate in our Q&A session on Thursday, May 15th from 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. The way to sign up is on page 36. Slide 37 identifies more opportunities to network with ISE practitioners and researchers at our open space event in D.C. on Friday, May 23rd. More details about the event will be posted when they are available.
We thank you again for your interest in Science Learning Plus. We look forward to hearing your questions on May the 15th and to learning more about your ideas during the discussion on May 23 for our open space event. And of course, we look forward to getting your proposal by the June 10th deadline. Goodbye.
Thank you.